Welcome to Living Life in the Anne, for the woman who is set on getting everything she effing deserves. I am your host, Dr. Stephanie D. Barnes, your best life transformation strategist. I help women to get everything they desire and deserve in life by equipping them with powerful strategies for immediate implementation to achieve fulfillment. Because life is too long to live unfulfilled. It's time. Girl, it's time. It's time for you to get everything you desire and deserve. It's time for you to live your life on purpose and to live a life of fulfillment, meaning, and joy. It's time. It's time for you to walk boldly in the power of your decisions. Because girl, if you're going to be in this world, you need to be fulfilled in this life. Life is too long to live unfulfilled. Join me for another episode of Living Life in the And, where you'll learn how to achieve fulfillment and commit to completing all the desires of your heart. Hey, it's your girl, Dr. Stephanie D. Barnes, and it's time for a musing from the mind of Dr. SDB, where I share poignant thoughts to help you live your life in the end. Girl, I've got something on my mind. You know, I was having a conversation with a girlfriend the other day, and the context of the conversation just hurt my whole soul. And it wasn't anything she said to me or did to me or really had anything to do with me. But we were talking about her relationship. And we were having a candid girlfriend conversation. And really being honest about how the relationship was hurting her. And, you know, she acknowledged all of the hurt, the abuse, the detriment to her life, how she felt trapped, and how this relationship was draining her soul. And so while it was not my point to tell her what she should or shouldn't do, or girl, you ought to lead that man. I'm not a girl, you ought to lead that man type of girlfriend, because they ain't none of my business. And that's not my decision. But I believe my role is to hear and be honest and give honest feedback, and the decision what she do or whatever's on her. But the way the conversation was going, I just knew that she was about to make a decision to release herself from this abusive relationship. She acknowledged all of the bad things that it was doing to her. But then she says, well, I don't want to start all over again, so I'm just going to stay here. I'm like, girl, what? Wait, what? What? Did you not just say how this was robbing you of joy, how it was making you feel bad about yourself, how it was literally affecting your health negatively, but you don't want to do anything about it because you don't want to change? You don't want to get to know someone new? As a matter of fact, that's what she said. I don't want to get to know somebody else new. Oh, okay. And then I had to really be self-aware and not berate her for the fear that she had. Because as crazy as it sounded to me, what she was voicing was her fear of change. And the truth is, many times we are afraid of change when what we should be afraid of is what the failure to change will do to us. Because many times we are the cage that keeps us from being joyful. I truly believe that our lives are the products of choice, of our choices. You know, we can't affect the choices of others. We can't make other people choose to treat us with kindness and respect and treat us the way we desire and deserve to be treated. We can influence them. We can negotiate. We can demand. We can do all these things ourselves, but ultimately that choice is theirs. But the choice that we always have is if we are going to allow their choices to mold our lives. Because our lives are the products of our choices. So we can also choose to allow other people's choices to drive how we live our lives. Or we can decide to make choices of our own that get us out of the cage that we're in and allows us to be free. Now, the truth of the matter is, freedom comes at a cost. She had every reason to be afraid of change. She had every reason to be afraid of having to start all over and what that meant financially, what that meant emotionally, what that meant mentally, what that meant physically. All of those feelings are legitimate feelings that we all face in some respect or another. But here's what I hope for her and anyone else who's in this situation to exchange for the fear of change. Be afraid of being miserable. Y'all know I say it all the time. Life is too long to live unfulfilled. We should be afraid of living miserable. Because the truth is, the stressors of abusive relationships are just unhappy ones. Nobody has to be abusing you for you to be miserable. Mentally or physical abuse, you know, that is not the only thing that should necessitate a change to a more joyful situation. Because sometimes people never lay a hand on you, but they just make you miserable. They drain your soul. So be afraid of being miserable. Be afraid that if you do not change, you will live every day of your life regretting it. You'll live every day in your life in the pain of choosing to be in a situation where you cannot experience true joy. Freedom comes at a cost, but that does not mean it is a cost that you cannot afford. The second thing you ought to be afraid of is living life unfulfilled. This life is too long to live unfulfilled. When we choose to sacrifice our fulfillment for our comfort zone, when we choose to sacrifice our fulfillment for doing what everybody thinks we ought to be doing, or when we choose to sacrifice our fulfillment for making everybody else happy but ourselves, you know, we deprive ourselves of the joy of being fulfilled. You know, and fulfillment is not selfish. Y'all know how I feel about fulfillment. It is not selfish because particularly if you have children, you're teaching your children to be unfulfilled. You're teaching them to accept abuse. You're teaching them to accept being unhappy. And you're not teaching them the power of making choices that help them to live their best life. That's not a trite statement, living your best life, you know? We try to make that into some superfluous thing we're doing, and certainly there's some aspects of it that may be material or whatever, but living your best life is truly that, the best life that you have. You only have one. Why do you want to subject yourself to a life that is the worst when there are choices that you could make to make it the best? Freedom comes at a cost, but it's not a cost that you can't afford. And the last thing is, you know, be afraid of losing yourself. Because the more power you give to others who don't treat you the way that you deserve, the more power you give to your fears, the more power you give to sacrifices that are to your detriment, the more of yourself you lose. And after a while, that woman you look at in the mirror ain't gonna look nothing like you. Because the woman in the mirror is somebody else that's living a life for somebody else and has left you all behind. So I don't want to, y'all know I ain't gonna blow no smoke up your ass, and I'm not going to talk about things as if I'm a Pollyanna. Yeah, that shit gonna be hard, but it will be worth it. And you have the strength to get through it. And it's all about being strategic. You know, once you decide that you deserve better, just like anything else, build a plan for how you're going to get yourself out and how you're going to get yourself out of the cage that your choices are keeping you in. Because when you are honest that you are the cage that is imprisoning your joy, you are also empowered to know that you are also the key that will open the door. So don't be a cage in your own life. Don't be afraid of fear, but be afraid of living the rest of your life in that cage, miserable, unfulfilled, and in somebody else's body. Be encouraged and have the courage to free yourself from your own cage. Freedom comes at a cost, but it is not a cost that you can't afford. Well, that's all I have to say about that. I thank you for joining me for another Musing from the Mind of Dr. SDB, where I share poignant thoughts that help you to live your life in the end. I hope you learned something. I hope you felt something. But girl, most of all, I hope you do something. Fulfillment won't happen because you desire it. It will happen because you decide to go get it. Hey, this is your girl, Dr. Stephanie D. Barnes. Thank you for joining me on another episode of Living Life in the End for the woman who is set on getting everything she effing deserves. I hope you learned something, felt something, but most of all, girl, I hope you are ready to do something. Please be sure to let me know what you got out of this episode. Please subscribe so that you don't miss out on another great conversation. And of course, I'd love it if you would give us a rating and review and let me know how you are living life in the end. Because remember, life is too long to live unfulfilled. Your life is the product of your choices. Choose to commit to bringing the desires of your heart to completion. Let's get everything we deserve. Girl, let's get it.